Hello, everybody. Welcome to Is It Moi? I'm your host today, Thoughton. Joining me, Popcans.
I'm still here.
Mary.
I think maybe you should start over.
God, not again. And DJ.
What a great voice you have.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate the compliments. They make me feel better as a person.
Yeah, you really sound like a cool host. I agree.
I don't know if you're trying to make fun of me or you're actually being serious. So we'll just keep moving on. This is a mid-season thing. We've never done one of these before. We're not actually talking about new things or old things. We're talking about things that are still going on.
Current things.
Great.
The zeitgeist.
You didn't finish the introductions.
I did.
I don't know if he did.
No, you stopped after me because I fucked it all up.
No, I said DJ, yeah. Me.
No,
oh,
you didn't.
Okay.
Yes, I did.
Well,
No, you didn't.
Let's go to the tape.
Let's go to the game tape.
Anyways, animes.
Yeah, we're all here to talk about anime.
Is this week six? Like, roughly, is this the sixth, seventh
Seven.
Week?
Seven, I would say.
That's close enough to the middle.
Seven episodes are coming out right now. It's the week of seven.
The week of seven!
And I would say, on behalf of everybody, that this is probably a pretty weak season.
The week of week.
Totally weak, yep.
The 7 week. The week of seven.
Like, boy, this is a weak season. I'm looking forward to movies that are coming out. It's that week.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
I mean, there's always old stuff. I don't know.
That's true.
I get back into Detective Conan.
Crawl
yeah,
back in that
like
hole.
500 episodes of that show, so that totally makes sense, yeah.
Oh, I only had like 20 episodes to catch up on. Or
you're a monster.
That's alright.
I already watched that 700 or so, like, years ago.
Jeez.
Damn.
That's like One Piece levels.
Ask
it's
me
like
anything.
Law and Order levels.
At what point did you decide you wanted to quit? At what point did you start going, man, maybe I don't want to watch Detective Conan anymore? That's my question to you.
Less quitting and more that I couldn't because of the whole fan subbing scene. Now it got pretty bad, or very slow, but then Crunchyroll came, but then after Crunchyroll came, I wanted to wait until the episodes before when Crunchyroll started got subbed. Then after a year, those never got subbed, so I decided to jump in. It was only like 5 or so that never got subbed, so I decided to jump back in when Crunchyroll started, and went from there.
Before we kick into this, I gotta ask, do you guys, like, complain about people's fan sub translations, because I've seen some people, I think Gaffman has bitched about some companies and their translations. Like, surely if you don't really know Japanese, it doesn't matter to you? Like, I assume Mary can spot it quite easily.
Yeah, like, there are a few times it bugs me where I'm like, he didn't say that. I mean, that's kind of close, but I would have said something else. So that can bug you, but I try and only tell Gary about it.
I think most of the time it's more about just the grammar of.
Yep.
Yeah. And not exactly the direct translation, but just how well the sentences flow.
I see.
Yeah, but I mean, sometimes you can make a sentence flow in English, but still not convey the correct meaning of what they actually meant in Japanese, and that super irritates me.
Well, sure, yeah, but a lot of people, like everybody else on here, probably can't tell that, really.
Yeah, like saying, yeah. Oh, like in the Japanese version, just saying, like, we drugged them, and then saying, like, we put sedatives in their food. Like, yeah, sure, I guess it's basically the same, but whatever.
Don't
yeah, shit like that'll bug
food.
Me. Yeah, well, yeah. That's. I'll get to that later.
Did you say well? Did you just kind of go like, eh, I mean, you know, the situations where you can put
there's a time and a place.
I
mean, yeah.
You know.
No. I mean, I want to.
You got to say no. You got to be very.
I mean,
no. To say no.
I want to talk about this more, but I will drop it because I'll get to it later. Because, yeah, this new Gundam's weird.
And also nowadays where a lot of shows are semi-casted by Crunchyroll. Funimation, most of the subs created by them are pretty good. So it's less of a problem nowadays about crappy fan subs.
No, yeah, and for how quickly they put that out, like, it's very professional. Like, the Squid Girl fan subs, holy moly, those are some of the best, not fan subs, they're professional subs, what am I saying? But, yeah. Like, the ones on Crunchyroll, those are some of the best subtitles, like, I've seen. Like, they tried super hard to do all of the jokes, and it worked, so. I can appreciate good subtitles, too, is what I mean.
Yep. So
subtitles are super fun to talk about, aren't they? Huh?
I led us down this path.
Can we discuss the best font you think you guys like?
I like Comic Sans.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
I like they when they
need
color.
To be yellow.
I like when they color the subs depending on who's talking.
Yellow. All yellow.
All yellow? All yellow shades of yellow?
That's terrible. I hate Hulu subs because they're yellow. Nah.
It's visually distinctive.
Nah.
That's true.
It's legible.
It's better than white subs.
I don't agree with you, but okay.
I've had way too many white scenes and white subtitles with no borders for me to go, what the fuck is happening?
I mean, yeah, they need to have borders, like black borders, but if they do, then whatever. White subs are fine.
You never trust the black sub, right?
I know, right?
Wow. What? Edit all this out. For real.
I think we need to start over again.
Yeah, time to start over again.
God, no, not a... Hello, everybody. This is Thowden. Welcome back to another brilliant episode of Is It Moe? Today, we're going to talk about some...
More like, is it racist?
So what was your favorite anime, guys, so far?
Actually, get into it.
I guess it would be One Punch Man.
So, how many of you agree with that statement?
I'm not, but keep selling me on why it's yours.
It's funny. It's well animated. It makes fun of stupid action plots from video games. I like some of the stupid looking character designs, like the guy in episode, I think it was 5, who totally looked like he was from Dragon Ball Z with like weird Mega Man armor. I don't know. It's dumb. I like it.
It is great. It is
really, it's well really animated. Good. Like the music is funny. Like the voice acting is good. You can actually get a sense of the characters, like their internal pathos and everything, even though it's just a stupid, goofy, like parody of action hero stuff. I like it. I like it.
Yep. I think it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Is that all three? All three of you?
No, I don't agree with the best, but
it is the best.
I disagree.
I mean, it's kind of transparent when you can see, like, they're starting this bigger, longer story when he goes to register as, like, a hero and stuff. But I don't mind. I want there to be a bigger, longer story, and where they're going with it seems cool. And S rank, that's cool.
Yeah. Yeah, the Monster of the Week format was not doing it for me, so yeah. I'm glad they're making an actual story.
Yeah, me too. Like, that could totally only sustain it for so long. Like, I'm glad he was able to come up with an interesting core arc for them to go through. And all the stuff with the cyborg is pretty interesting, too. Like, I like it.
Yep.
Yeah, I really like the fact that we all know the main character can kill people or destroy them with one punch. So, no, he has his cyborg mentor. And Cyborg usually fights first, so we actually get the pretty good action scenes from the Cyborg fighting the people. Because the Cyborg doesn't kill people in one hit, so they can actually have pretty great action scenes. Well, I say that, but then the last episode, the action scene between the main character and the Cyborg was fantastic.
Yeah, no, they totally get creative, too. Like, just with the movement choreography, because he is a cyborg, like, he can move all around and morph his body in several different ways. And, yeah, like, it was pretty great. It was great. Yeah. I want to watch more of it.
And Again, the animation is pretty fantastic, and I'm not the stickler. I'm not Mary, where I love it or anything. But when it's really good, I appreciate it by a lot.
So, how long do you think it will be until somebody beats him in a fight?
I hope never.
Really, you think never?
You know, he doesn't need to be beaten. So
no. Well, I can see them like doing it once, just so he has like a problem to overcome, maybe. But I could also see them never doing it too.
His problem to overcome is to be popular, and he's not popular at all. That's his problem.
Episode 9.
He just wants love.
Yeah.
Episode 9, he's gonna lose marginally, and then he's gonna question himself for 2 episodes, and then episode 12, he gets, like, his confidence back.
And then season end. I kinda hope not.
Nope.
I've said it, so that's gonna ruin this anime for you.
It's not gonna happen, Boko. Sure.
I want him to grow his hair back.
Yeah.
I want an episode of that.
Okay. So,
Albie, you said you enjoy the hell out of this anime, but it's not your favorite. Which one is?
That would be volleyball anime.
Oh, god. Okay.
Ooh. That would be haiku. Yeah, it's so good. It's
probably my second favorite.
So good. All the characters are really good.
Why is this good?
It's amazing. All the characters are so well fleshed out. The story is so dense. Like, it's just, it's so good.
It's so a goddamn good sports anime.
It's the best anime of the season.
I wouldn't go that far, but it's pretty good, and it does pretty well at making the sports scenes watchable, too.
Yep.
Very fun to watch.
Very, very fun.
While having some characters that you like.
I think the thing they do really well is make each character, you know, somewhat, they're not just the dude on the team, they're somebody, you know, with their own set of skills.
Yes, that's true. Not many of them are going through conflicts, and then how do I be better at volleyball?
That's okay, because I don't really have much of a favorite this season. Why not? I've been enjoying High School Star Musical a hell of a lot lately.
What?
I watched episode 1, like, as a joke, and, like, the format / it's pretty obvious, like, kind of like Bishy boy love business, but I can just look past that, and I like my idol music animes. And I think my favorite thing out of this anime is the fact that it's kind of like mini 20-minute musicals of, like, I'm gonna have plot and storyline and whatnot, and then boom, out of nowhere, someone's going to do a song and dance number for 4 minutes. And then plot and story number, and then boom, another song and dance number. It's great. I love it every single time. And as you were saying, like, hey, these guys are all, they all have problems with their whole ability to dance and sing and act and stuff. Because this whole thing is basically they want to get into the musical society, but it's at a prestigious college, let's say high school, I would say. Yeah, because it's High School Star Musical. And it's a case of, hey, these guys are kind of like the runts of the litter. They're not that great, but they all have specific, unique abilities. When combined together, they can become passable. And it's a season, well, the first season looks like them just trying to survive against all these other, like, super good people. And musical it up. It's good.
So for, like, the musical sections, are they all, like, stage performance type things? Or are they weird, like, kind of dream sequence kind of things where they just animate and sing and do whatever? Or
a mix,
what?
A mix of both. So sometimes, like, the first episode's first song and dance number is, like, the guy's just entering the high school. He still doesn't quite know, like, what the musical society is, and like everyone like stops dead, and he's like, yo, what's happening? And it's like, the musical society's coming, you should pay attention. And then boom, song and dance number of like the top 5 there, just on the high school steps, just them explaining, hey, we're the musical society, we're gonna do a song and dance about what we are and why we're so cool and you're not. And then like they also have dream sequences of like, hey, I'm struggling with this problem, but I will get better, blah, blah, blah. So yeah.
Okay.
It's a mix of
both. Sounds good. Yeah. It sounds like Jim. It really does sound like Jim. And yeah. Is the musical society like evil or something?
So a couple of them are. They're all set in their ways on how the musical society is meant to play out. But there's this one guy, Otori, who picks out these like five that shouldn't be in the like star groups. He picks them out and he's like a rebel. He's changing the way on what the musical society is one day at a time. And yeah, like all the others hate the fact that he chose these guys because they shouldn't be picked because they're not all around good. They have their own unique special abilities, but they're all not all around great. And he is trying to bring them up as being great. So there's plot.
They're all C rank.
Yeah.
Okay, well, that sounds actually pretty awesome, and I bet I would like it, especially if there's pretty dudes. Do they have, like, a purple-haired guy?
There is a purple-haired guy. He rides a motorbike, and he's semi-silent and all stout. He, like, oversees the other guys and helps them when he can. He's also my favorite.
Does he like kitty cats or something to, like, soften him up?
Spoilers, the redhead guy has a kitty cat.
Okay.
And there
okay.
is like one of the best musical scenes with that one. It's pretty superb.
I might like the red-haired guy best then. I should watch this.
You should try and watch it. It's great. Okay. It gets Sarah's friend of the show, Sarah's stamp of approval.
I need to watch it.
I don't know. I watched the first episode and it was pretty not something that I want to watch.
I mean, if it's dumb enough, I will probably like it. I liked Megane Boo. Did any of you guys watch that?
Did you just say to me?
Yep.
Say that to my face.
It's a glasses club. It was this like terrible, weird neon girls anime about a bunch of dudes that have an after school club about liking glasses and. It was terrible, but I liked it.
That sounds ridiculous.
It helped that it had an awesome color palette, and I was just like, oh, it's pretty.
Mm. The anime in this is kind of clean cut as well, just to get on your side a bit more.
Right. Yeah, I should just watch it. I'm going to watch it. I'll watch it.
Okay.
Are you going to watch it?
Oh, are we now?
Right now, you just want to sit down?
Right now. Yeah,
are we right now?
There was pause and come back.
Hi guys, welcome to Seeing Anything Good Lately. What?
So I guess on the opposite side of that, boys being shirtless.
Uh-huh.
I watched The Testament of Sister New Devil first. It's, you know, one of those action harem shows, you know. But it's actually pretty good, so.
The Testament of a Sister's New Devil Burst?
Yes.
That title? Or yes. As they call it in the hood?
Yep.
Yep.
Go on.
Uh-huh.
Burst. Shinmai Mao no Testament Burst.
So anyways, it's one of those, action shows with the Harlems and the girls are all like, meh. But it's actually pretty good, because they have a kind of cool story and cool characters.
Interesting.
But it's also one of those shows. Don't watch it, Mary.
Yeah, no, go into detail about, like, why it's a good one of those shows, though. Yeah. I'd like to know.
I mean, it's not... it's one of those guilty pleasures, you know? I mean, half of it's, like, the guy has to pleasure the girls because they have, like, a master pact or whatever. And to be stronger, he has to pleasure them and stuff like that. And
oh,
stuff.
God.
How so? How does he do that? How does he manage that as a TV show?
You know, you go to Blu-rays to get the full... Anyways.
The full experience.
But the action is actually pretty great. And the story of, like, the guy has to, like, shelter the daughter of, like, the double king who died. So, no, she actually ran away to Earth. So, she has protection of one of the heroes of Earth. But he's, like... And his dad is, like, the best. But then they, like... ran away from the heroes because of something that happened when he was young. And, you know, the whole, like, in the world, there are two factions, and they're about to go into war. you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, do the two factions have lots of ladies on each side that fight each other and their skirts get ripped up and their shirts and stuff? Or
No. That stuff is...
Please, let's keep it. Let's keep it PG.
Please. They keep the war stuff and the edgy stuff to get far apart. Please, come on.
Oh, okay.
Have some respect. Come on, Mary.
You gotta be
so
serious.
It's not like Icky Tosin or whatever.
Sure. God, that anime. That's an interesting one. I probably won't watch it because I don't like that lewd sort of harem etchy stuff.
Weird. Because you're a monster.
But... yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It has to have like a weird gimmick or something for me to watch it. I don't know. It has to be doing something new.
Like monster.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe. Like maybe. A lady needs to be laying eggs or something.
Albie, what else? What else have you been watching?
You want me to say something else?
Yeah.
Something Perfect Insider is still pretty good. Haikyuu is the best show. It's so good. You should watch it. Just watch it. Please watch it for me. You'll understand.
But sports. Right. How much volleyball do they do?
I mean, I don't know. Not that much volleyball. You know, comparatively.
Sports.
Sports.
Just watch it. Just watch like the first three episodes for me. Please. Come on.
It's the best.
It's so
good. Watch Baby Steps first, because that's actually the best sports anime.
I disagree, but okay.
I'd rather watch tennis anime than volleyball, so yeah.
I don't even know what you're doing.
Suck it.
Yeah.
You gotta please. For me, you just gotta watch. You gotta watch it one time. Please? Please? Can we? Please?
Okay.
Please?
What's your other anime, Albie?
I was gonna say Perfect Insider's still pretty damn good.
Is it?
Oh, it's still pretty good.
Did the murders start?
Oh, yeah. They start in episode 2.
Yep. The murders start. Murder. Bloody murder.
Interesting murders?
Kind of, yeah. You know. There were things that you could figure out clue-wise from looking in the background of scenes. It was good.
Ooh, so it treats the audience intelligently?
Uh-huh.
That's nice.
You know,
I was not paying attention.
Good. It's interesting. Go ahead.
How many of us have paused The Perfect Insider?
Me. Because
I have.
My hands is up.
Yeah.
Why? It's so good.
I feel like I would love this anime if I just crash coursed it in 1 or 2 days.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's the best way.
It totally seems like a marathon show. Like, I just want to wait for it all to be done and for people to say, like, oh, yeah, that was actually really good. It had a satisfying ending. And then I'll just, like, watch it all in 1 or 2 days.
Listen, some stuff happened. It's so good. You just watch it. It's so good.
It would infuriate me, though, like, the mystery factor. Like, if there's cliffhangers, like, from week to week and stuff, it would just piss me off. And then I would forget, like, from one episode to the next. So, I'm gonna wait.
All right. You're gonna miss out, but okay.
Well, let me know how good it is at the very end. So, thank you. You're doing a service.
Okay, I will.
How was the awkward sex scene?
Oh, wait, it was real weird. Ooh. Did you see that
one? Oh, God damn it. There's another awkward sex scene. Great.
Oh, it's more than awkward.
Why might it not be okay. Who even has... Okay, whatever.
Do you really want to know?
This is based off of a mature mystery novel, so it's all legit. It's not anime pandery. No, I don't know what it's like at all.
All of you, goddamn,
is it
making
terrible?
Me try and watch
is it
hentai
terrible?
Shit.
So listen, Paukans, how do we approach this one?
Hey, I don't know about it, so
it's go on. Boy. Certain individuals who may have been at one point less than 15 years old may or may not seduce an older man.
Go on.
Yeah.
No, thank you.
Yeah, no, that happens.
I don't know if I can legally watch that in the UK. I'm pretty sure I legally cannot.
Yeah,
I'm not even joking. I'm pretty sure there's a thing If you watch anything where like it's lewd and under 18 or even like under 16 and whatnot, it's illegal. So I guess I'm never watching this anime again.
Oh no, don't worry.
Wow.
You don't see anything, it's nothing like that, but yes.
But it's art.
It's art. Tastefully done.
Yes, that's what they all say at
which
the stand.
Is, I mean, that the whole premise is distasteful, but maybe that has to do with the plot. I don't fucking
know. Oh, it has something to do with the plot, all right, but I won't spoil that.
Okay, well, at least there's that. Like, it's not like Kite or whatever, no. Where they just had to add porno scenes because it was a porno company funding it.
I mean, it was. You don't see anything. Nothing like that. But okay. It is implied. There is a scene that sets it up, and then it is implied that it occurs. And then it is an essential part of what goes on later in the show.
Well, as long as it's, like, a central plot factor, and I'm sure there are consequences, and...
Oh, there's consequences.
I mean, yeah, that sounds like it could be interesting still. Like, I read the book Lolita, I don't know. Shit that's fucked up is still gonna be fucked up, so...
Yeah, uh-huh.
I don't know what my point is.
Just let it happen.
No, that's not what... I mean, fiction, exploring those concepts, I don't have a problem with. I have a problem with when it happens in real life, but it does happen in real life, and it's fucked up, yeah.
Well, yeah.
I just like... I mean, I like anime, so I like fucked up plots in general, so I guess it doesn't bother me as much as it could other people.
So yeah, that happens. I have no transition out of that.
I mean, that is a good thing to know about that series.
Someone name another fucked up anime.
Hackadoll? Hackadoll. Hackadoll. Effed up in the A. It's bad, but I still like it. I don't know.
Remind everyone about Hackadolls.
Hackadoll is a short, like, form anime based off of a news app. Like an aggregation for news. And I don't know, it's just formatted like a garbage 90s show where all of the girls are dumb and all of the jokes are dumb and I still laugh anyway. And I don't want to spoil like the specific like nerd references and jokes because that's all that the show is really. But I like the character designs. I like the stupid jokes. Like, I just like it. I know it's trash, but I still like it anyway.
Same. I think I'm watching it too. I don't mind it. It's all right. There are some funnies. And it's not bad. The thing I think which makes it the easiest thing to follow this anime is I did some research. Like, one 8-minute anime episode... there's about a minute of end credits, and there's also a minute and a half of, or almost 2 minutes of intro credits. So there's
that opening
only, like,
is good.
5 fucking minutes at most of this anime.
Yeah. But the jokes in it are pretty hilarious. I still think they're funny. Like, they're still, like, super anime nerd jokes. Like, you probably have to be an anime fan to like this show at all. But it was still funny to me, so I don't care.
Latest one was interesting. That was kind of funny.
Yeah, I didn't realize that character was a dude.
I didn't think anyone did, yeah.
I mean, using boku as a pronoun doesn't really mean much. Like, girls can use boku. I don't know.
Everybody
but
can
still,
use Goku.
I liked that episode. Everybody can use Goku.
Everybody can use Boku no Piku. Once.
That's not what the show is called, anyway.
Anyway.
Like Piccolo?
Boku no Pico de Gaio.
Yeah.
Wait, are you talking about Dragon Ball now?
What? Yeah, we are. Final Flash.
Welcome to our Dragon Ball Z podcast.
Welcome. Does anybody actually watch that Dragon Ball? Is that a no?
The new one, Super, I watched like the first couple episodes and then I gave it up. I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry, it's bad.
I mean, the whole blue hair Super Saiyan thing, I was like, no.
I knew it could. Sorry, continue.
Go ahead.
I was going to end it and do some dumb other transition of like, I know a good anime that would is trash and I've only seen like one episode of. Anatore EX. It's an anime where little kids are doing exercise routines for like 5 minutes. And it's dumb stuff like push-ups and sit-ups and yoga, apparently. Someone linked it to me ages ago and I said, what is this? And then people said, it's for lewd anime people. Because you get some lewd angles.
Yeah, you want me to read the, like, summary on this list right here?
Go for it.
The anime follows five young women who are aiming to become idols as they do different exercise routines such as push-ups, sit-ups, dance, yoga, stretching, tai chi, and more. This is the one that I was talking about on our last episode where it had like the weird creepy close-ups of the back of the knee of like the girl doing push-ups. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a trash anime.
Why are you bringing out these girls who just want to become idols?
That's true, I guess.
Can't you support them?
Can't you? Come on.
I mean, if they were dancing or singing or in a cell phone game, maybe. Mm-hmm.
Also,
but
you want
if
them
they're
to
just
do that all the time? Dance and sing for you all the time?
Yes! Dance for me!
Or throw cards at me. Ideally rares or super rares.
Or super, super rares.
Okay,
God,
no more, no more. If that ends up in our Game of the Year discussion, I'm going to be angry.
Oh, it 100% is. I mean, it 100% is.
I'm
going to
use all my veto power on that, maybe.
But yeah, have you been, like, working out alongside like you're supposed to?
Oh, God, no. I watched, like, half the first episode.
Working
and went,
out?
What the hell is this?
Yeah.
And then, as always, someone dupes me into some trash anime.
Whoops.
Whoops.
Yeah. Yeah, it's the whole theme of this, that, and, like, you're meant to work together.
Uh-huh. Work together. Uh-huh.
Get all sweaty.
Together.
Yeah.
But not by moving around.
Wink.
Something's Wink. Moving around. What?
Yeah. Don't want to. Wait, I gotta take something off real quick.
Is this a break? I don't know.
Is he being real? Or is it like ages? It's a joke?
I'm not sure if he's joking or not.
He's
okay,
not even here.
Hey, guys. So I got an anime.
Okay, go ahead.
Sephiria of the End. It's that
second
season.
Oh, yes, yes. How is that?
It's that one with the vampires has killed a lot of people. Except the ones that are 13 or younger. So now the humans are going to try to kill the vampires. Blah, blah, blah. It's second season is much better. Because the main character isn't a doofus, a dumb doofus.
Cool. Okay.
He's smartened up.
No, he's not a stupidity dumb guy. He's just a lovable dumb guy now.
Excellent.
And so the character's just much better, and the action's better, and plot's getting farther worn. And it's still the same show with a kind of neat art style, but it's a little bit better this time.
Cool. I also watch a little bit of that. It's good.
Yeah, I need to catch up because that was one season that I just put on hold with the first season. But I really need to catch up with that because I did like the premise of it.
Yeah, the first part got pretty anime-y. So second part's toning it down some.
Do you think it will end with this? Like, the final, do you think this story will end here? Or are they going to try and push it?
Are you saying, are they going to make more? Or...
Yeah. Are they going to try and make more, do you think? Or do you think they'll end the story here?
Well, from what I saw, the first Curl season didn't sell great. And I think the budget's probably pretty great for the show. So I'm guessing they're probably going to be done after this 12 episodes.
Okay. Interesting.
But it's from, like, light novel, so it's going to, like, end, like, unsatisfactorily. Maybe the guy and the girl get together? Who knows?
Maybe the guy and the guy, huh?
No. No.
You and your OTP fanfiction pairings.
Uh-huh. Let me tell you why
that's
the best.
Do you think, like, they're going to wait for more light novels to be written or anything? Like, or it's just not popular enough?
Oh, no, I just don't think it's sold enough to warrant there being more anime of it. And I'm not sure, like, I know for, like, popular manga who gets animes and the manga gets Tila's boost. Actually, not sure if the anime based off a visual novel, if the visual novel gets a sales boost. I'm not sure if it does or not. I'm guessing.
You would think it would, but yeah, maybe there wasn't a big enough of a boost or something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen like a lot of merchandise or anything for that show either, so.
Yeah, that's true.
And I haven't watched it, so I don't know. All I know is that it has neon green and vampires or something.
Yeah.
Okay.
Transition.
All right.
I couldn't think of a seg. I was trying.
So, how about Osomatsu-san?
Osomatsu-san, you mean?
Great transition.
Osomatsu?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. A show. It's fun.
I like it.
Yeah, I like it as funny. Well.
Yeah. You have to be okay with Japanese humor for real, though, because it's very much Japanese-style like humor, like very much so.
Extremely.
Yeah. But I like it. There are references to things that I know, like when the Shay guy, Iyami, when he had the Iyametal teeth thing going on, that talk show he went on, Tetsuko's Room, I know of that show. Like, I've actually seen it before when we had Japanese TV on cable for a little while. And they had, like, a picture in the background of when Lady Gaga was on that show. And I was like, oh, I totally recognize that reference. Good for me. Wow. So, yeah, it's a stupid nerd show I like, basically, because I get stupid references. I know that's terrible, but I mean, some of the jokes actually are funny. Like, some of them do make me laugh, and some of them aren't, like, solely just, like, Japanese-style humor jokes either. But yeah, it's hard to translate. Like, I can see why other people wouldn't like it and stuff.
Doesn't it get pretty dark later episodes in?
Oh yeah, it got pretty damn dark. Yeah. I mean, the third episode had a parody of Anpan Man, which is like a little kid's character. And he's like a red bean bun guy, and kids get hungry, and he offers a piece of his head for the children to eat. And normally that's not messed up for some reason. That's like a cool Japanese children's character. But no, once you make fun of it and have like a guy shit out something and say, here you go, eat this, it totally crosses the line for some reason, and they have to edit it out.
Yeah,
Yeah, I saw that link in the doc. It's pretty crazy that the first episode is even being taken off of streaming sites.
Yeah, like, I mean, it's pretty crazy to me, too. Most other shows will have parody stuff, and it's not a big deal. Like, I've been watching DD Fists of the North Star still, and they had, like, a huge Yo-Kai Watch parody where they actually had, like, the main kid from Yo-Kai Watch in it. Calling his mom saying like, oh, this is a pervert on the street, save me, like it, and that's fine, like that doesn't get taken off the air. But I guess this one got in trouble or something, so they got freaked out, and now anything that has parody stuff of like other properties, they're freaking out about, because I guess it's not covered under Japanese copyright law either, so weird.
Copyright law. It's pretty fucked up, guys. I don't know if
it's
you know that.
It's messed up wherever you go, yeah. But yeah, like, most of the time, it isn't an issue at all until it becomes an issue. And I guess since they had complaints, they got worried. And they don't want to get in trouble anymore.
That is disgusting. Anyway, go on.
Yeah, they're not even going to have the first episode available on the Blu-ray or DVD when you buy
that,
it. Like,
What?
Interesting.
Yeah, they're going to replace it with a totally brand new first episode, so it's going to be basically like a lost episode now, which is weird.
Yeah, from what I hear, that series is doing pretty well on DVD or in BD Blu-rays.
That's good. It's good.
Yeah, like it's an enjoyable show for me. Like, it's animated pretty darn well. Like, a lot of the jokes are pretty clever, and it is super darkly cynical, which is hilarious for me, because a lot of Japanese stuff is totally not, so I like it.
Yeah, I dropped out there episode two. And
same.
And the humor doesn't work for me.
I love it.
Yeah. Yep. It's good.
I love it. Yeah. I mean, there was a horse racing part where they just were having a whole bunch of stupid jokes with stupid made up bullshit names for the horses in horse racing. And then like the horse would get to the finish line and it would explode and just dumb shit. Like, I thought it was hilarious. Like, Gary's family, like his mom had something something exactly like that happened to him, where she is betting on a horse called like El Jalapeno, I think was his name. And like, it almost got to the finish line and it broke its leg like right there. So I don't know. I mean, it's stupid and I just find it funny anyway. I like how it looks.
They did a pretty funny Saw parody thing where somebody kept kidnapping each one of the brothers and then not getting the right one and having to put them back and get another one.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, totally. Like, they will work hard on a joke and drive it into the ground to the point where it's funny again. Like, I like it.
That Saw thing went on for like 15 minutes. It went beyond the pale. It was good. It was very funny.
And they're actually changing that now, too. Like, it barely made sense when the title screen said O-A-W, like, instead of S-A-W, and the O for Osomatsu, and now they're changing it to, like, O-W-O or I don't, it's, who cares? Who cares? We know it's a Saw parody, who cares?
Yep.
Anime censorship! Stop the censorship!
Police state!
Yeah, I need my Lolicon anime. I need it now.
No.
I want to edit out that clip and just, like, harass you with that now, Popcans.
I didn't say that.
I closed the document.
Speaking of, I don't, actually, that doesn't make any sense, but speaking of anime.
I got a seg.
Go ahead, seg away.
Seg moment number three, I think. Speaking of Saw and horror themes, have any of you been keeping up with Koabon?
Nope, and it was an okay seg. It was all right.
Best that I was had. An okay, all right. Yeah, it was all right.
We should start over.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm your host, Alan. Hello, what is it, Moe?
Okay, don't
have. Please have a seat over in the chair to my right.
What a great hosting voice.
Yeah. Have a seat in my chair to the right.
Don't sit in.
We're gonna talk about some anime.
That is not Santa Claus.
Welcome to Is It Moe? I'm your host, Chris Winkle.
I got some Mike's Hard Lemonade in my trunk. You want me to go get it?
Yeah.
So, Cowabunga.
Yeah.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga. Man, hang 10.
Is there anything different about this anime that you didn't already talk about last anime?
It's still good. I think episode 4 is like probably one of the best so far. It's good. I like it. It's a nice little, a new episode's out. I'll watch that while I'm getting ready to actually watch other animes.
That's cool. Dual fisting animes.
Yeah. Or like preloading other animes and pre-game. Like cleaning my bed so I can jump into bed and then watch the animes while I go to sleep.
Excellent.
Yeah, Koabon.
Excellent. That's
and
excellent.
Usually that is followed up by Tantei Team KZ Jikin Note. Jikin?
Sure.
I'm pretty sure I fluffed the whole of that name up. Yeah, that anime. That's a good anime.
You said it right.
I like that anime a lot. It's another quick, like, 10 or so minute anime. It's moved on from, like, the intro story, and they've moved on to, like, a secondary detective story, at least. And weirdly enough, they did a time skip. I don't understand why. Maybe they'll play it out later on. But yeah, they time skipped from like her first meeting the guys and doing that first story to like, what is it, like half a year? They just sort of time skip and then she's in a different school that's not even with the dudes anymore.
3 months, but yeah. They're going from elementary school to middle school, pretty much. Now, most of the guys are actually in different schools now.
Yeah, and it's just I found that really weird as a plot setting. But we'll see how it plays out. It's still cute and cool.
Yeah.
That is more interesting. Like, I only saw the first episode and it was pretty cliche, and I figured it was going to be like standard, oh, they just hang out together in school, but hearing that they all went to different schools and still managed to have a group afterwards, that's a little bit more interesting.
Her getting jealous of the guy having a girlfriend. So cute. Yep. So moe.
Very moe.
Well, I'm glad there's at least one.
Someone else test their fine seg skills.
Souther is moe. How's that? Does that work? Probably not, but I don't care. I'm going to talk about Fist of the North Star.
Okay, talk about Fist of the North Star. Ooh, our shock. Here we go. Let's do it.
Yeah. Crystal King. I like it. I'm actually watching the school portions now. Like, I'm not just skipping ahead to the end. Just because, some of the individual stories I will skip because they're boring and I'm like, I don't care about this. I'm going to skip to the next gag and see if it's any better. But some of them actually are pretty funny. And the ending Ichigo parts that all have Souther are always great.
Always?
And they look hilarious. Yes. Yes, like about the kid that stabs him in the leg over and over again. And how he tries to stop that kid. That one is great. I like it. But yeah, you have to like Fist of the North Star and know who the characters are for any of that to be funny whatsoever. Which is a pretty big ask. And even then, it's only like minorly worth it. Like, you really have to like Fist of the North Star and dumb jokes, I guess. And it's a good thing I do. I like both of those, so it's fine for me.
Speaking of dumb jokes.
Mm-hmm.
How about we talk about Young Blackjack?
Talk about what? Oh, that show, huh?
Oh!
The first couple episodes were pretty good, the same.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's why I kept going with it, but
you hated them, so don't even act like...
Well, I was like, the first two are okay, but then after that, I was like,
Yeah, he went to Vietnam and some dumb stuff happened.
How was the racism episode? I saw screenshots of it, and it looked really dumb.
Oh, what?
Popgun says no reply to that?
So in Vietnam, there's this American soldier guy, and he's just... I guess he goes crazy and he orders a strike on this innocent village. And it's so dumb. It's drama for the sake of drama. None of it's pretty good.
Thank you.
they didn't have that whole other doctor that I guess in the original series that they kind of have a feud or whatever.
A rivalry.
Rivalry, whatever.
Yeah.
That guy was pretty cool, but...
I also saw that they're, like, just adding in a whole bunch of other Tezuka characters from other Tezuka comics for no reason. Like, the dude from Dororo, just because he's also a pretty guy. And I was like, yeah, I knew what you were doing, show. I knew it. So, yeah, I'm a total turd. And I was like, yeah, fart on you, Young Blackjack, you piece of shit.
Thanks, Mary.
Is that how you get rid of animes? Fart on you, and then you turn it up.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I say. And then I just turn my butt to the screen and let it rip.
You got what you want to marry. I'm also not enjoying it now.
Yes. Everyone must suffer from the fart anime.
Ew.
This is getting weird. All right.
It was already weird.
Speaking of fart anime...
There's Bones. Nice. Am I right?
Let me talk to you about Ace of Diamonds.
Oh, well, okay.
DJ,
so secretly
take it
you want
away.
Me to talk about Ace of Diamonds?
Yeah, it's so garbage. So go ahead.
The better sports anime that's still running is the baseball anime, and it's great. It's like it's getting worse, but it's still okay.
Where are you at?
I'm current. I'm current events. I'm at the latest episode.
Okay. And you say it's great? Okay.
It's good. It's been demoted from great to good. Kind of like how Yowamushi Pedal was at this stage.
Oh, sure. Okay. I agree. Yeah. Those both had drops.
Yeah.
But Acer Diamond has pretty big drops.
It's like, it's not that bad of a drop.
The current parts is a pretty big drop.
Yeah, but what about that assistant coach? And he's like, oh shit, I'm out of a job, aren't I? That's pretty funny.
And he's like, oh, I'm evil for the sake of being evil.
Yeah.
I'm gonna fuck on these kids.
I don't think that's illegal first. And
but he's got an evil goatee, so.
Okay, yeah. I mean, if he has a goatee, then of course,
I'm a coach of this high school baseball team, and one of my pitchers has an injured foot, but I'm gonna make him play anyways.
Because I'm evil.
Yeah. Yeah, it's okay. I'll see how this season ends, and it's so fucking huge in Japan that it's probably going to get another season, so whatever.
It's not the hugest, but it's pretty...
It's pretty big.
It's not Yoshio Pedal big.
Nowhere near that, I would say. That was, like, weirdly big.
Yes. Like, people got back into bicycling again. Big. Anyways.
Ace of Diamond. Diamond no ace. Season 2.
It's a baseball anime.
Sports.
That's not very good. What happened to his high school with Charo's friend?
The lady. Are you talking about the lady?
Yeah, it's the lady.
Yeah, that's true. She did just flat out disappear. Maybe you keep seeing her, like, texting him. Maybe he just never, ever responded. So she was like, fuck it. I'm just gonna give up.
Ghosted.
Yeah.
He only cares about baseball now.
Yeah. He never realized that lady was just ready for him anyway. She was open to dating him, but he never realized because he's a dummy.
Baseball is his only waifu.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. 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 Baseball.
Mm-hmm. It's better than fucking volleyball.
I think you're fucking insane. You haven't even watched it. You haven't even watched
I'd rather watch baseball than volleyball in real life.
Wow. What does that even matter? It's like saying, boy, I'd sure love to watch, like, football rather than volleyball. Like, what? Like,
yeah, because I would.
I mean, why does that even matter for a show, though? I don't...
Yeah, that is a shitty argument, but also, tennis anime? I'm just saying.
Does it have a Serena Williams or Williams clones?
No. You gotta go to America and everybody's blonde, though.
Well, I mean, we all are blonde, so. Right?
Just while we're on this sports anime thing, just a PSA that Free movie is out very soon. That's it. That's all I'll say.
Sports.
It volleyball is the best. Watch volleyball.
Speaking of, to watch Ushio and Tora.
Yeah, there you go. There's a transition. Ushio and Tora.
And also Lupin the Third. I need to watch it, but I need to watch both of those with Gary. And we've been busy, and we only watch anime together like on the weekends for some reason. And we've been busy. But I want to watch Ushio and Tora, but I've been busy.
It's getting to the end.
Yeah.
The end of all things comes.
He gets to find his mommy.
Is this the moment where you'll say sorry to Albie?
You can probably say that exactly now.
I wasn't even like paying attention previously, and I'm probably going to ignore this again, but if you guys want to continue on now, and I'll do other things.
What?
Wow. What?
I don't care about Ushio and Tora. That's it. That's what I'm saying.
I mean, I haven't been keeping up, so I can't really say anything. I'm behind. I'm like 6 or 7 episodes behind, probably.
Are you supposed to be angry? Like, how dare you not like the show that we like?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I like it.
I liked it a lot before. It's getting more of the... It's in the good territory now.
Yep.
Great.
Mm-hmm. It's good now. Things are progressing.
I mean, it's still good, but it's... It got kind of ridiculous at some points.
Is the main story just kind of like weird.
They could have cut three episodes out and we never got here at the same time.
Yeah.
Is this on its second season?
No.
Nope, first season.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
First full season of actual television stuff.
Second curl. Curl.
Cool.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
Core. Like cause?
But I don't know.
Not pluralized, just a core.
I have
just
no
one.
Idea. It's French. I'm terrible at it.
Cool.
The Bones anime. What? How is it?
It's really good.
Still good.
It's still really good. It's very good. Every episode, very self-contained and, like, interesting.
Things have they happen. Gotten any further on, like, the backstory with, like, her friend getting run over by a car or something?
They mentioned it, maybe. I mean, there's things that happen. I won't ruin the things that happen.
But they actually go into more detail, like, on the overarching story. It's not all just Murder of the Week stuff.
It's interesting. They do variations of Murder of the Week so far. So far, at least, I should say.
There seems to be an evil character in the background at times. There's stuff that's going on. They're setting up characters right now.
It's so still Murder of the Week. Sorry.
Okay.
Is it a Law and Order?
No.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Yeah, not really. Because not every single one is a crime, so...
No, but it's that whole detective case of, hey, this person's dead, or this person is about to die, or something, and let's be detectives and figure out why, or what's happening, or the cause of it. And then, get in the bones, lady! And then she'll smugly tell you what actually happened.
Uh-huh.
Okay, sorry. Okay, is it CSI Miami or CSI New York?
I'd say New York.
Okay. I would say New York as well.
It's not
because
as
most of
the
CSI
top.
Miami's bullshit and bad.
Wow.
Whoa.
Want me to take a real stand for you? Those shows are both bad.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't get as dumb as CSI Cyber.
Oh god, yes.
Most of the shows on this list
true.
Are better than CSI Cyber by like 20 margins. Go ahead.
Sakurako Bones. Two things that have annoyed me so far. One, they need to get rid of the, like, I'm gonna transform into the bone lady segment.
No.
Because what is that even?
That animation
that
looks
is the
good.
Best.
It's a great animation and they
she's
only need to use it once.
She's going into mystery mode.
Yeah, she's always in mystery mode. It's not like,
it's to let you know she's serious now. She's gonna get down to business. It's serious time.
Stupid.
Serious bone
that
time.
That breaks it up. It's so
she
good.
She can have a 5-second bone thing then. Like, just have one animal scurry along all skinless
no,
and stuff. I don't need
I like the thing. It's good.
Yeah,
keep
but
it.
It's useless. And then,
everything doesn't have to have a point.
The second thing is, so the latest episode is they're going to a summer festival.
Uh-huh.
It's like a fireworks show. And one lady is like kind of interested in main dude character. She wanted to invite him out, but he didn't. She didn't in the end because she was like too shy or last minute and whatnot. So she starts trying to ring him and whatnot. And she gets all sad and annoyed that she can't actually ring and get through because he's not answering. Turns out he left his phone and he was there at the fireworks show anyway with Bones Lady. And she doesn't bat a goddamn eyelash that she was, like, ignored completely. Like, it's just really weird. Like, she just doesn't care at all. Like, there was no shyness, there was nothing, there was no emotional response.
That's what I like about her, though. That's why she's cool.
Well, when you hear that a dude left a phone over a girl's house, you would assume certain things, right?
Yeah.
I mean, yes. I mean, that would be what I would assume, right? Like,
True. She don't care. She don't care.
Yeah.
Plus, now she's interested in another guy. Whatever his name is. The character I don't even remember.
Teacher.
Yeah, that
the
guy.
The teacher, yeah, great. That's not going to be illegal. Great.
Great.
This season, turning into?
Lolicon 2014?
Anime.
Great. 2014.
It's the previous year. No, I don't know. It's like Madden. It goes every year or something like that.
Yeah. 2K15.
Yep.
15.
He's got to release like all MonleyCon 2015 sometime soon. Don't worry.
God damn it. 2015 may be trash, but just wait for 2016. That's when it gets good.
That's when it gets good, right?
Yep. Yep.
Uh-huh. Talking about trash, let's talk about Comet Lucifer. That show I just dropped because it's not interesting.
Yep.
Yeah.
I dropped both Comet animes, Revolutio yep. mm-hmm. as well.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
I'll probably get back to Revolutio. I don't think I'll get back to Comet Lucifer.
I'm going to try to get back to Comet Lucifer.
I want to probably also. I feel like now there's enough that I could watch through and actually enjoy it.
Eh, heard it's pretty not good.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. Oh, okay, I was going to say, let me get this straight. Revolutio is the crazy, what the fuck colors, is even yes. happening colors.
Yeah,
yep, that's okay.
The mishmash
That's one. The one I kind of want to see what that actually is. Lucifer just looked...
Me eh. too.
But none of it makes sense, so eh.
I'm hoping now they might vaguely give you some sense.
I have heard that it does start to make sense in the later episodes, but still, I'm just going to see whether it ends up being any good at all by the time it's done, I think.
Yep, that sounds like a good plan. What about Comet Lucifer makes you guys possibly want to go back to it?
I like Power Rangers, and it was basically Power Rangers.
I want to see which one the guy chooses, which girl the guy yep. chooses.
Yeah. I haven't seen Wait. Any of it, so...
Comet Lucifer or Comet whatever? Wait, no. Concrete. Okay, no. All right. Yes.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's named Concrete Revolutio, not no. Comet
oh,
Revolutio.
Whatever. Yes.
Whatever. I meld those two together.
Yes. Okay.
Close enough.
I was talking about color show, not boring mech show.
Sorry, Bobcats. It's now 3-1. I just heard some, like, I heard some weird stories of, like, the mech, the army going after the dude and the mech and the, like, gem lady just being dumb and some of the other, like, harem, like, ladies following this dude stuff being kind of dumb. That's what's putting me off, mostly.
I mean, all anime is dumb, so...
True. It's very true.
My god. He's
I
right.
disagree. Not all of it is dumb. I disagree. Damn it.
98%. No.
Well, yeah, just like all TV is basically dumb.
Speaking of TV...
And movies and video games and everything.
Speaking of TV, let me talk to you about Star Wars Rebels. Guys, it's pretty good. It's pretty good, guys. Pretty good, guys.
Rick and Morty's pretty good. That season ending? Wow.
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 I've never...
Someone...
Not to me, dude. Ugh.
Tell me what Rick and Morty is. Sell me on it, because it doesn't really
we're not,
get...
We're not doing that right
no.
now.
No.
We're not doing that right now.
It doesn't really get to the UK, and I don't really know what it is at all.
Yo, so yo, you like Back to the Future?
Yeah. What? No. It's not like that at all. No.
I mean, it is. I mean, it is. But...
I mean, sure, but like M-rated, I guess.
Yes.
I guess.
Okay. So, is it like an Adventure Time, like a stoner cartoon?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Adventure Time is stoner.
That's all
cartoon.
I want.
Okay, whatever.
Oh, yeah. It's like number one.
I don't know about that one.
He had a girlfriend and then he broke up. One of these days he'll get with the Princess Bubblegum.
Yeah, or Marceline. What is that?
Marceline doesn't like boys.
Oh, does she not? Oh. Who's,
From what the internet has told me.
What's the other princess? Like, princess...
Fire princess?
No, they're like, the space...
What are we even talking about?
Yeah, I don't know.
The multiple space one? I don't know. There's an ice guy. He has penguins around him sometimes, I think.
What's your OTP?
That's not a princess. That's
I know that's not the princess, but yeah.
Your OTP,
princess,
guys. Come
princess
on.
Bubblegum and... Finn, obviously. I'm pretty boring with my OTPs, but, you know.
I like Fiona better than Prince Bubblegum.
I like Alencia and Ike, also.
Tree Trunks.
None of this Ike.
X-Everyone.
What? Ugh, ugh. Treeslinks is the worst character. So Anvey, huh?
Yeah. I don't think I'm going to watch any more of this new Gundam. I don't like the main character. I understand he's supposed to be all, like, edgy child soldier, but I don't care. Like, you drug people, and then you restrain them, and then fucking cap them, and I'm supposed to be like, oh, you're the cool main character. Uh-uh. I don't think so, bud. I don't think so. You don't deserve to pilot a Gundam, you murderer.
So, where does...
Is that better or worse than masturbating one night in a conscious girl's bed?
I would say probably worse because people died and Asuka. I mean, Asuka doesn't know. Asuka, okay. At least. Hopefully.
Okay. Hopefully.
She turned into Tang or something before anything happened.
I'm shaking my head here. We should record this on Skype so everyone can see me shaking my head. What you just said.
But yeah, well, like, listen. They're totally trying to present this main character of the new Gundam as, like, so edgy, like, oh, he's so hardcore. Like, this dude is asking for him to be killed, and he doesn't even get to finish saying thank you before he gets murdered in the brain. He gets
murdered
capped.
In the brain, yeah. Unlike
bullet
other
in the
places.
Brain. Yep, yep, yep. No, it killed him and he was dead. Yep.
Uh-huh. That's generally
yeah,
what happens.
Yeah, I mean... I like the girl main character in this new Gundam, how she, like, realizes that her true power is through political strength, and her being like, wow, I was actually powerless to help people, like, this actually motivates me to do something real about it. Like, I thought that was very cool, and a cool change, but I don't know, like, some of this is very uneven looking. Like, some of the background characters look fucking garbagey, like stick figure level. And the Gundam designs aren't that cool looking either. So, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to watch anymore.
Well, that sucks.
Anybody else watch Gundam? No?
Nope.
Okay.
Sorry.
If I were to say to you, hey, Mary, what Gundam should I watch first?
I would say, like, I would have to know what other shows you like to recommend a specific Gundam, because they're all so weird and different.
Well, you start off with the first Gundam, Mobile Suit. There's a whole list that you gotta follow the order. Tells one long, continuous story in one universe.
Yeah, I'm not, like, some super weird, like, you have to know the history, blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't really care. I mean, the original Gundam stuff is pretty interesting, but I would rather you watch something you want to watch because you know you're going to like it.
Hey, the original Gundam's
like,
good. Don't talk shit about the original Gundam. Mobile Suit's
okay.
Fine. What are you... No, whatever. It's aged, it's old, and it's still
it
pretty good.
It is old, yeah. And it is still pretty good, but, I mean, some of the episodes are not that great. Like,
Let me talk to you about White Base.
Watch those movies. Watch those edits, those digests. Just watch that.
Let me talk to you about Char.
He's pretty. Talk to me about Char. Describe his beauty for me.
Char's a dude who wears a mask a lot.
And sunglasses. And he drives a red, fucking bitchin' awesome Zaku, and yeah, and he's pretty.
He's a hit with the ladies.
I'll say.
So, speaking of ladies, it's Sonomuku.
Oh, okay.
Damn it.
Tell me about this dog. Why do I care about this dog?
Oh, it's
Hoshinobuka. Yes.
You destroyed that
don't worry.
Title, so
we
I didn't even know
everyone.
What you were talking about.
Everyone. I'm a destroyer of titles. That's my title.
Yep. Itoshi no Muko. It's still cool. It's still a nice, quick 5-minute anime. I'm probably the only one that likes this thing anymore because it is bad.
it's bad.
It's cute. I like it. I will put the same title on it as I did with Koabon. It's nice to put on as I'm starting to prepare for, like, watching anime properly in my bed or as I'm getting ready to sleep or something. It's a nice quick thing where I don't have to pay much attention to.
It's a good background show?
Yeah, background where you still have to look at the subtitles occasionally. Even if a dog says the same thing like 8 times, which means you don't have to look at the subtitles that occasionally.
Yeah, these little short shows are fun to watch week to week. Like, they're not going to be, like, big cliffhangers or anything crazy. It's just like, here's maybe even the same repeated joke, but it's only 3 or 4 minutes long, so it's still funny.
Yeah, what's that crazy dog going to do next?
Oh, that wacky dog.
Oh.
I beg to differ. There's a short anime called Tornana na Sekakun. That's pretty good, and it's not the same joke, and the format works very well.
I could debate that. They're variations on the same joke, but...
What was that?
Same joke framework, I guess.
I disagree.
Yeah, I haven't actually watched it. I just know the premise of the show, but... So I guess I can't really debate you there.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah, you own me.
Got owned.
Yeah, fist pump. Right here.
Yeah, bro. Yeah.
Speaking of owning girls, linking it to Idolmaster Cinderella Girl Starlight Stage.
Yep.
Why haven't you finished anime yet?
Because it was on, I had to watch it on Daisuke's website, and it has a garbage player, and it's finally all on YouTube, on their YouTube channel now.
Daisuke?
Yeah.
Daisuke?
Yep.
Ski-ski.
Ski-ski, you motherfucker.
What? Jesus.
The one ad that they always play is annoying.
I get weird local tourism ads telling me to visit South Padre Island in Texas.
Why don't you visit South Padre Island?
Because it's garbage. I don't want to go there. That's where you'll find the Idolmaster girls. For spring break. Yeah, probably. I bet I would.
All the anime girls are in Texas. You all know that.
It's true. But yeah, I mean, I want to watch it. I just haven't.
Okay.
I want to.
No, you don't. Don't lie. You don't need to lie.
No, I actually did like totally skim through the episode with Rena where she was going to get like a rock band this morning and where the girl calls her like Darina instead. Mm-hmm. And yeah, that episode was cool and it had Sioko in it. And she like said one line and she looked all cool and metal and that's why I skimmed through it.
Oh god, I heard she was in it. Yeah, she doesn't appear much, sadly.
Yeah, I think she's in like one other episode or something.
But it's a cool scene. I won't spoil it.
Yeah, so I totally want to watch all of that. And they have like a lot of songs per episode on some of the episodes. And it's nice looking and it's well done. And I care about the characters and everything. And I just haven't watched it because I'm lazy.
I can legitimately name like 3 characters. And that's crazy for an idol animation.
Yeah, and there are a lot of characters in that show too, so... I can definitely name more than 3, but I like that show. It looks nice.
It does look nice. It was fun, weirdly enough.
Yeah, it's actually very well animated. They don't use a lot of weird looking CG for like when they're dancing or anything like that. It looks nice. But I think that's like all I want to actually catch up with. Anything else, I don't really care.
The 18th Detective Conan movie is pretty bad.
Did they bring out that other Lupin the Third crossover movie yet?
Yeah, it's actually one on Hulu, actually.
Oh, wow. Hulu? Okay.
Hulu.
Yeah, well, didn't they make 2 of them?
Well, I know there's a special that's movie length, but so I know of.
Okay, I thought they were doing another one, too. I don't know. I might be totally wrong, but I thought that was cool that they were doing these crossovers together. And I still haven't watched it either. Yeah, there's too many shows, like, I actually totally want to watch, and I just haven't gotten around to it, because there are new video games out all the time now, it being November. I'm kind of glad this anime season is kind of shitty, actually.
Albie, didn't you say, was it you who was watching the chibi version of Attack on Titan?
I watched a few of those and I dropped it.
Oh, okay, it's not good.
I mean, it's good. The episodes I watched were good. I just don't have time. There's so many things I gotta watch and play. I don't have time for Attack on Titan chibi. There are better shows that are worth their time more.
For real. Like, chibi parody shows, I don't care.
Yeah, I'm a big Attack on Titan fan, and I even don't care.
I had to get into miniatures. I mean, look, like, what else am I supposed to do? I gotta make time for the miniatures.
What are the great miniatures? What are the Neko droids? Is that it? I forget what they are.
What are you even talking about?
The miniatures, figures, minifigs, Neko droids or something.
Oh, I was thinking more like Warhammer 40k stuff.
Yeah, we were talking Warhammer 40k there, but okay.
Oh, okay. Well, whatever.
Actually, I was talking more like Star Wars Imperial Assault and, you know,
Nendoroid.
Well, excuse me, princess.
Ooh.
Nendoroids. That's what I was thinking.
By the way,
those are great.
We're going to do a Seen Anything Good Lately on Star Wars. I'm calling it in.
Oh, the new one? Sure.
Well, yes, all the new Star one Wars? And all of them.
Everything?
Oh, we're going to watch them all together. Non-stop.
Tokyo Drift or Need for Speed, and then I'll watch whatever the fuck you guys want to watch.
Oh, God.
Ooh. Tokyo Drift. I want to watch that again. That's a bad movie that I enjoy. Yeah.
Or Need for Speed is also a terribly great film, which no one has seen.
Ugh.
All right, great. Let's do it. Yeah. Do it right now.
I've only seen the first Need for Speed movie, and that was it.
Need for Speed?
Yep.
I have a need.
Because there's only
Fast and Furious. I don't know.
What are we even talking about?
I don't know. It all blurs together in my brain.
They may as well
garbage.
Be anime, how bad those films are. They go around and almost
become
anime.
I wish they were anime. I wish they would just embrace their anime-ness.
Someone should just rotoscope those films and make it anime.
That's an excellent idea. Okay, so any other news? Anyone want to talk about some news? Anyone talk about some news?
I just wanted to talk about Osomatsu-san having its first episode taken down and never being released. That was crazy. Holy moly.
Yeah, let me tell you some news.
Okay.
Some hot breaking news from 11 days ago.
Ooh.
Netflix is going to make an anime show.
What?
Okay.
Okay, that's all I have.
Are the people making it in Japan? Are the people making it in Japan?
Yeah, are they part of the production committee, like funding it or something?
No, I mean, they're going to make it. I have no idea. They just said they were going to make an anime. At some
point. I thought you said you had a news story in front of you, you liar.
Listen, they want to make some Bollywood movies and they want to make some anime. Can you blame them?
I think I saw what news story you're talking about. I think it was some Netflix CEO like answering questions from people, and some guy asked him, like, would you like to fund your own anime show? And I think he was like, yeah, we'll do that. Am I right?
Yes, that is it.
Okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I mean, that totally makes sense, and that's the way Netflix has been acting, but these Western co-productions, I don't know, like, a lot of the time they don't end up working. Like, IGPX, remember when Cartoon Network wasted all that money on that? Nope, nobody does, because nobody watched that show.
What show?
IGPX. It was like some weird future racing thing, and they had like a kitty cat in like a weird future racing outfit, and that's the only reason I remember it.
Jeez.
That thing. Yeah.
It was.
They got a video game for the PlayStation 2.
Can anyone help me on some weird Cartoon Network EX show? They all had like giant square heads, and they had to like hack into some like command
code. Lyoko?
Code Lyoko, Jesus. Yeah,
that was some French Canadian. No, yeah. It's Canadian.
That was weird. That was
I had long conversations about how weird that damn show is, let me tell you what.
Oh, I've seen the show, I think.
Yeah, this was crazy weird. I liked it for a while, and then I couldn't find, like, season two or whatever onwards.
It got super weird. Super weird.
Yeah, I remember, like, coming back to it at one point and seeing that, like, the lady that's meant to be in the Animus, it's now the Animus, is, like, just in the real world. And I was like, what? What is happening here?
I feel like we should watch the show.
I'm not gonna. It's ugly.
95 episodes.
A lot.
Kind of a lot.
Super weird. It's super weird, though. I remember it being very strange.
Sorry for the side talk. You just struck it in my head when talking about Cartoon Network EX and whatever crazy animes from there, or animations, I should say.
No, yeah, like a few different American companies have tried like funding weird animation co-productions. Like they've had the Marvel anime stuff, Batman anime, the Matrix anime, that Halo anime, the Mass Effect anime, those were all like done co-production style where they helped fund it. And I don't know. Like, I really liked this one French-Japanese co-production. It was like Oban Star Racers, I think. That one was pretty cool. But I don't know. Netflix, I like some of their original programming. I guess it could be okay, but I don't know.
Avatar was pretty cool.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's a lot of good ones.
Avatar.
See,
I was thinking, like, not The Last Airbender. I was thinking Na'vi Blue CG Aliens. My bad.
Have all of you watched that? Avatar? The Last Airbender?
Yeah. It's good.
No.
What?
I don't.
It's actually good.
Yeah, it's really good. It might be the best anime. It might be better.
I just never bothered. I don't know.
It's pretty good.
You should try it, and then don't watch whatever the new one is.
Why?
Or the live action movie?
Korra is not good.
What are you even talking about?
It's slow and trash.
Oh my god! Your opinion is pretty good. Terrible. Good gun. I can't even look at you right now.
Wow.
Watch that first season, because it's great. All that first arc.
Two shows. The core is like some side separate thing.
Yeah, like I understand it's like set later, and it has some of the same characters, but they're all super older now, and blah, blah, blah.
You should watch it. It's probably the best anime. It's better than actual like Japanese stuff.
I don't think it's the best anime.
I don't think I will agree because I'm a super Japanophile dork.
It might be better. What if it is?
Doubt it.
All I'm saying is that anime needs some Western influence because it doesn't know how to end itself.
I totally forgot. I wanted to mention a funny joke on Osomatsu-san that I thought was great. Okay, and I thought it was hilarious because I'm a dork. Like Chibita, he has an Oden shop and his little Oden cart is painted all red. And on his Oden cart are all of the stickers that are on Kaneda's bike in Akira. And I thought that was a funny joke. I thought it was good.
That's kind of good.
Yeah, I was like, that's a lame nerd joke right there. He has like the bike stickers on his stupid cart. His food cart.
Stuff like that is just going to go way past my head. I just won't notice that.
Yeah, it's a good nerd show. I like it.
I need to rewatch Fullmetal Alchemist. Now that's anime.
Same. I need to do that as well.
Watch the second series. Yeah, it's pretty good. Okay, let me tell you.
I gotta say, that's another reason I don't want to watch more of that new Gundam. There's a character that looks like Hitler in it, and I don't know, that Full Metal Alchemist movie with Hitler.
You don't like Hitler? You don't like a little Hitler in your Full Metal Alchemist, though?
I'm not a fan.
Okay, good.
It's pretty rude, but okay.
Okay.
I mean, Hitler isn't very moe, I gotta say. No, not really. In any kind of degree. He's a Yandere.
I think this is starting to go down a weird route, and I don't want to go any farther. Can we not, please?
No.
No, let's keep exploring this avenue.
All right, I guess that's been this episode is mid-season thing.
Now Himmler, he's a cool Derek.
Go ahead.
People should watch Girls in Panzer.
Okay, keep moving on. All right, that's been episode. What is it? 4 or 5?
There's a Nazi tank school.
I gotta say, there's no dairy involved in this anything is, look, Nazi.
I'm wrapping this up right now. Good night, everybody. I've been your host. Night. Bye.
Bye.